That's that one right there. That's that one to get your money morning off started up right. You better let them know.
Yeah.
You better let them know.
God
is good.
Yes,
that's the one you get popped in the mouth in church for because you keep on singing while that thing
is. Well, he woke me up out of darkness.
What'd he say?
And started me on my way.
Come on now.
God is good.
You got to say it like you mean it.
God is good.
Tell him what else he did for you, brother.
Well, he got me on my feet.
Said he did.
God is good.
Get to him, baby, get to him.
And he put toothpaste on my toothbrush.
He did.
God is good. Well, I got some soap on my washcloth.
You gotta let him know, baby.
And I washed up my tail.
Let him know.
God is good.
Let him know about your God, baby. Let him know about your God.
I washed all my car
Come
before
on.
It rained. God is good.
Let him know. Let him know. Give me one more. Give me one more.
I even shine all my tires. God is good.
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio. This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Turn me up some. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
Yeah,
Charles plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Hot today in the Queen City. It's going to be right near 93. Out the door temperature right now is about 72 degrees here in Shot at America. And it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my new Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Hit me up right now. Follow the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. And today's Larry Mad is about, I'll tell you in a second. It's been brought to you by Cookout Crashes. Don't forget, we want to crash your cookout this 4th of July. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com, tell us the time and address of your cookout, and we might pop up with the crew and come in there and squad up, and we're bringing giveaways. And, of course, it's all being brought to you by Chillwine. Today, Larry is mad at folks on Instagram wearing these scrubs pretending like they nurses. I seen it during Nurses Week, and I forgot to talk about it, but I thought about it over the weekend. Hey, I was on Instagram doing Nurses Week. Everybody posting their little pictures, hashtag Nurses Week, CMALPNRN. So I did a little research. Some of y'all on there capping. Cap, 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 cap. Some of y'all ain't went and took nail class. Y'all ain't went and studied nothing. You ain't a CMA. You ain't an LPN. You ain't an RN. You ain't nothing. That's what you are. You on there. You work at the front desk. You work at the front desk of the doctor's office wearing scrubs like you really back there checking blood pressure and doing sticking people with needles. You ain't doing nothing but pushing paperwork. Stop capping like you're a real nurse. You ain't no real nurse. Stop capping. I'm mad at it because y'all are holding up the pipeline for the real nurses, in the words of T.I. Stop holding up the pipeline for the real people that really do the job. And y'all on there, cap, 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 cap. Take them scrubs off and wear your regular clothes to work. Got scrubs on like you really back there doing something, like you in there beside the doctor. Stop it. You're a secretary. You celebrate doing Secretary's Week. And that's all I got today. Larry Mad, hit our next hashtag. Hashtag MA's Great Debate. Find out what we're debating up next. Right about now is that Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus. We're going to take it to Old Town Road, 606, 6 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Yeah. Cap, 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 cap. Charlotte's plug is powered out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to take my...
Powered out of here, WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today in the Queen City is going to be, yup, right in the 92, already at about 72 degrees now. And you know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by what? Cookout Crashes. Go to power98fm.com. So you can register your cookout wherever you are. Go ahead and put it in on our website. We just might pop up on your cookout. All right. Using the hashtag MHGreatDebate, today we want to know, what's your favorite type of firework? Is it the Comet firework? That's the one you shoot out there and it got the tail. Is it the Catherine wheel? That's the one that spin.
Oh, and then shoot up in the air?
No, it just spin.
Oh, yeah,
then you got the sparklers.
Yeah.
That's the little one that you hold. on a little stick.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Roman candle. Y'all don't know what that one is. And then you got the rocket. That's the one. It got the little. It make the noise when you shoot it up. Yeah. And then you got the air bomb. The air bomb is the one you shoot up and it explodes when it get up in the air.
And then what about the regular firecracker?
What's a regular firecracker?
The regular firecracker.
The little pop. The little pop pop.
Yeah, but you put you light the stem on it and that's the regular firecracker.
Oh yeah, that one too. My favorite is the air bomb.
The air bomb?
Yeah. You know when they had a little fireworks showcase?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end they just be going off. Yeah. I like that one. I like the air bomb.
I'm gonna go with sparklers. I've never gotten really into the fireworks to know there was a difference. So.
What?
Oh yeah.
You go to go with sparklers.
What's the place that? Oh, Area 51.
Whoop!
But they got enough to start the water down there.
Rocky?
Yeah, right over the border, right when you on Kelways Boulevard.
Yeah.
Right there on Kelways Boulevard.
Yeah, I just get a variety pack.
Yeah, I'm going with the regular fireworks and put a whole bunch of regular firecrackers and put a whole bunch of them together like 40 and light them all at one time. Oh yeah, that's what I do. Oh yeah.
That's what you do?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
You can vote on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at Noleezy, at I Am Burpee, or I'm sorry, at I Am No Limit Larry.
Thank you.
I'm
appreciate
sorry,
that.
I apologize. or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, hit us up. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till...
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. How today is going to be right in the 92, and it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
All right, Larry.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Today, something came over me this weekend. I don't know what it was, but I feel like the word just hit me in the back of my head. It said, Burpee, speak on it. And today, I'm telling people, don't you dare. Just say, don't you dare. Whatever it is, don't you dare tell me other than what I want to hear. Like McDonald's. Next time I pull up, don't you dare tell me that damn ice cream machine ain't working no more. I want my ice cream cone. I want my sundae from McDonald's. Also to the police officers. Next time you ever pull me over, don't you dare think I'm going to move every part of my body when you tell me to reach for my license and registration. It ain't happening. I value my life. Women, when you're in a relationship, don't you dare reach in your man's plate. I don't give a damn if you at home or if you out at a restaurant.
Hey, man.
Don't you reach in that man's plate. I just want to taste it. No, hell no. You should have got some. I got a sample. Teachers, don't you dare call me while I'm at work just because my baby was in class talking. I'm liable to leave my job, come up to the school, and whoop your ass instead of my child. That is a waste of a phone call. Children, don't be in school acting up. Don't you dare talk back to me and think I won't knock your ass out. I will. In the words of my grandma, I brought you in this world. And with the rest, Larry,
I take your ass out. I guarantee you that. It's going to be either me or you, and it ain't going to be me. Oh, my bad.
You got a little into it, Larry. Yeah, you all right?
I had to say that the other day.
Oh, okay. And last but not least, fellas, don't you dare answer any question your woman asks you truthfully. Don't you She say, baby, do I look fat in this? All you got to do is say no. Say no. Say, baby, where was you last night? At the gym? You ain't even got no damn gym membership, but that's what you call
the basketball gym. The basketball gym.
The basketball gym?
Yeah, that's what
at midnight? No. Don't answer nothing that they ask you
truthfully.
Well, that's my son say he every night at midnight playing basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You think he in the gym? Don't you dare believe your son, Larry. When he take you in the gym.
He was balling tonight. Baller!
I'm done.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
Cowboy, envy me, Charlotte's plug is pot out of eight. Going bad on him. Going bad on him. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. How today is going to be right now? 92, 73 degrees on your way at the house, and you know what time it is. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. And of course, shout out to your daddy!
Power 98, good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
Hey, I'm trying to let my father shine. He is turning 56 years young on Thursday. He is being truly an inspiration for me and my son. He is a phenomenal man, and I just want to say happy birthday, and I wish you have many, many more, because I ain't ready to let y'all go yet.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning. I am Shanita Bundles. I'm trying to shine on myself.
But go on and let yourself shine then.
Yes. I just graduated dental school. I just graduated from hair school. I landed my first dental assistant job. You know, just pat myself on the back. Took my own horn.
Come on now. You better go and do that.
Congratulations.
Go on in there and work on them people teeth.
Yes. Yes.
Let yourself shine. Half school, dental school, driving school. She done did it all.
Prissy Hair Company, you know.
Daddy, but you working. You working.
Working.
Let me hold something. Can you bring us something to eat? Because we hungry.
Oh, I got you. Next time you come to
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, myself. I call every morning and I shout everybody else out. But today I'm going to shout myself out because it's so hard being a young mom and keeping your sanity and just taking care of these kids. So I'm going to shout myself out.
Shout yourself
out. For doing a good job at that.
I ain't mad at it. What's your name, self?
My name, Trina.
Trina.
Trina headed to Conduit. Every morning my coworkers be like, I heard you on the radio. Well, hopefully they hear me shouting myself out.
Well, shout yourself out and keep up the good work, mama. All right?
Thank you.
Power 98, good morning. You letting that light shine on somebody?
Yes.
Who?
My daddy.
Shout out to your daddy.
Oh, you got to say it right. You got to say, shout out to my daddy.
Shout out to my daddy. I want to give a shout out to him because he gets up every morning to go to work and he provides for us.
Oh. Well, what's your daddy's name?
Tyree.
Shout out to Tyree. I gotta let this person shine that I met over the weekend. I met him at the block party, and she walked up to me and she said, "You know that drop y'all play that sound like this?"
Oh my goodness, am I gonna be on the radio?
I met her over the weekend, and she had a billy goat with her. No cap, she had a billy goat. What was his name?
Billy Gotti,
the billy goat. And I found out that Billy Gotti got his own Instagram page, and he does comedy.
Lord.
These are the facts of life, but
Billy
shout out to
him. Shades or gold
Listen,
chain.
When Billy Gotti came out to the block party, he shut the block party down. Everybody was taking pictures with him. They wanted him to do stuff, and they was like, "Y'all don't know Billy Gotti." We was like, "No." But thank goodness and great meeting Billy Gotti the Billy Goat.
I saw Billy Gotti on, I wasn't able to attend the block party this weekend. I saw him when I sent La La Leslie a message. I said, "Wait, why is there a Billy Goat at our block party? What's going on?"
Billy Gotti is famous. He's somebody.
Miss Justin's on the way with Nose and Avenues.
Y'all know I would have been nowhere near that damn Billy Goat.
I took a picture with
Billy Goat. Would have had to go now. Y'all know I don't do animals.
Traffic coming up next.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, July 1st. The baby got some good news regarding that fatal shooting at a Walmart here in Charlotte. He was sentenced to 1 year of unsupervised probation and 30 days behind bars. But the jail sentence was suspended. As long as he stays out of trouble during the probationary period, he'll avoid jail time altogether. Bad news for Cardi B. The rapper tried to trademark her catchphrase, "Occur," back in March, but officials aren't with it. They said no because the phrase was a widely used commonplace expression. According to People magazine, the term was first used by a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. Cardi had planned to use the phrase on items like merchandise and even a clothing line. Video surfaced overnight of Blueface Baby kicking his mother and sister out of his home. Allegedly, he was mad because his mother and sister didn't greet his two girlfriends, one of which is his baby mama. He thought that they were being disrespectful. Things got physical between Blueface and his sister. Blueface took to social media to say that there is more to the story than what you see in the video. Pharrell Williams gave the surprise of a lifetime to the graduates of the Harlem Children's Zone Promise Academy. Now, Larry, you said you think he gave them what?
I said the fedora hats that he wear.
Okay, and Burpee, you said?
Hair dye.
Yeah, you Burpee, you're wrong. During his keynote address, the producer told the students that every member of the 2019 graduating class is guaranteed an internship with him. And that they'll be doing those internships next summer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
114 students were in that graduating class. So congratulations to him and shout out to Pharrell for doing that for those students. Happy birthday to Missy Elliott and Plies. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news. Let's
talk about. All right. Your 740 question of the morning is being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicles, simple financing, and all credit levels. You can ride today at U.S. Auto Sales. Lil Nas X basically came out and said that he's gay. Talked about a song that he has on his album. It's called Closure.
Mm-hmm.
And talked about that. And in the song, I guess it basically alludes to the fact that he's gay. He also put out some the rainbow emoji with his statement. And basically came out and said he's gay. So the question of the morning is, does it even matter? One, and then two, what do you think it's going to do for Lil Nas X's career?
He also said, you know, he put out the artwork for his new EP. And in the background on one of the buildings on the artwork, he had the rainbow. And he said, I thought y'all would have figured it out when I put that out on the EP. But I guess people weren't paying that much attention to it. Nobody... my gaydar doesn't work.
Mine either.
I completely missed this.
What do you think about it? I mean, does it matter to you? And what do you think it's going to do for his career?
For me, no. It does not matter to me at all. But I do think that there are some people that it will definitely. They'll begin to hate on him because of this.
What do you think it's going to do for his career?
I don't think that it's going to affect his career because of the lane that he's in. He's not only hip-hop.
Right.
He's not only hip-hop. Okay. So I don't think that it's going to affect his career much, but I think that there will be some haters that will come forward.
Burp.
I don't care either way. Mm-hmm. It won't bother me not one bit, but seeing as how the game has gone before, think about Young M.A. Young M.A. came out, had one song, but people didn't really gravitate towards her the way that they thought they would. I don't know. With the black community, you know how it is. I don't know how it'll fare with his career.
Yeah. I feel like people accepted Young M.A. I I think that it's a little bit more accepted to be a lesbian rapper than a gay rapper, than a male. Like, I think that people were fine with Young M.A.
They were fine with that song, but as it became more of the hearing how what she was talking about, what she was saying in her songs, nobody really...
What other Young M.A. song do you know? That was the problem. She had no more music.
For me, it doesn't matter for me. Like, Lil Nas X, I think you are a very creative artist for your career. It's really 50-50 for me because like Burp said, when you take Frank Ocean, he was at the top of the charts. Right. And then he came out and said he was gay. And then we haven't really heard from Frank Ocean like that. Yeah. So I hate that it is like that because, I mean, these are dope. Frank Ocean is a dope artist. You know what I mean? Lil Nas X to me is a dope artist. I don't think it needed to be said. I mean, but hey, everybody's got their, he's a grown man. So as a grown man, you could do what you want to do. But for me, that's just like me coming out and say, hey, I'm straight. I like Matter Pie. I mean, no, I don't think it got
to
be said.
I think it needed to be said. Why? And the reason why I think it needed to be said is because when he comes out with a male, then, or he is seen with a male, he has a relationship or anything like that, people feel like, oh, he was trying to hide that. He isn't living in his true self and things like that. So I do feel like he needed to say it, but I do agree. I think it's going to be unfair if he gets treated differently.
Yeah, people will say that he wasn't living in his truth, this, that, and the third. But then when he come out, they flip.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy. It don't matter to me either way. But
yeah, it don't matter to me.
Nation, y'all chime in 704-227-8780.
Charlotte traffic.
Crash reported on 77 North around Tyvola Road. It is stacking up a little bit behind this. Also, 77 North coming up.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 822 here in the Queen City. You know, Lil Nas X's EP dropped a couple of weeks ago. It debuted at number two. So congratulations to him. It was number two on the Billboard 200 charts. Sold a total of 77,000 album units. So that's about 4,000 in actual album sales. So congratulations to him and his song. That song continues to top the charts. So way to go, Lil Nas X, with your EP. Let's get into Just Wondering. Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Ms. Jessica, the girl next door.
Signings, trades, moves. It was the news, the talk of the town going down yesterday. The NBA free agency. A lot of moves. Al Horford has agreed to a 4-year, $109 million deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. Derrick Rose is going to Detroit. 2 years, $15 million deal. D'Angelo Russell is going to Golden State. $117 million. 4 years. Brooklyn is getting DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. Kyrie and Kevin actually took less in order to get DeAndre Jordan over there on that team. And our very own Jeremy Lamb has agreed to a 3-year, $31.5 million deal with the Indiana Pacers. And big news right here in the Queen City. He's gone, y'all. Kemba Walker is going to Boston. $141 million for 4 years. So I'm hashtag just wondering, what do you think about all of these moves in the NBA?
I think it's good for the league. I think, because Golden State dominated the West for so long. You know, then LeBron had dominated the East for so long, and then he shook that up last year when he went to L.A. So I just think, with free agency, this is what free agency is all about. You give other markets, you give other teams a chance to win, and you give players a chance to prove themselves in other places. So I think it's great. As far as the Kemba Walker thing, I think the Hornets were at a place where they had their hands. They did it to themselves, but I think they were at a place where they had their hands tied, and they just didn't want to maximize that 200 level, And I think for Kimba, he wanted to go to a winning situation. And if you've ever been to Boston, everything up there is about winning in Boston. When you're dealing with the Bruins, you're dealing with the Patriots, you're dealing with the Celtics, you're dealing with the Red Sox. Everything in Boston, in that city, is about winning. And I think that's the type of situation he wanted to go to. So I'm not even mad at him. I'm happy for him. And get your bread, young fella. All of young fella. Jeremy Lamb, $31 million. Go get your bread, son. He wasn't going to get that here because the Hornets have too many big contracts on their books where they needed to move some of that cap space. So I think, you know, they got some more players they need to move. But I think all the moves are good for the NBA and good for the league.
You want my opinion?
Sure.
That's normally how we do it.
To hell with all them big contracts they got on there. They got all these big contracts, but they ain't got no big names. Who do they have that's going to attract people to come? At the end of the day, it's all about, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, the bottom line, that money. Who is going to come? Who are the people in Charlotte, America, going to want to come to the Spectrum Center to see?
Hugo.
You know who they want to come see? Michael Jordan. That's the biggest name on the Hornets roster right now.
And he sits in a suite.
That's my point. At some point, you have to go and you have to be aggressive in free agency, in trading, if you want to win. People say they want to win all the time, but they don't show it. The Knicks and the Hornets probably had the worst free agency.
But the Hornets don't have a lot of money room when it comes to money, Burp.
You moved stuff around like a chess table.
It sounds easy, but you gotta have something. You gotta have people that somebody want.
Man,
name somebody on the Hornets roster that somebody want.
They got picks.
Name somebody on the Hornets roster somebody want.
Somebody wanted Kemba Walker. If you was gonna give him away, if you was gonna let him walk away, trade him. Get something in return.
Okay, then you look like a fool when you then trade you get, the franchise
but you need,
player.
You need a boxer. Every team that's consistent with winning and consistently going to the playoffs has a box office player. Somebody that's going to attract. What's not true?
That Detroit won in 2004. They didn't have a box office player.
They had Big Shot Chauncey.
No, he wasn't a box
office
player.
They had Ben Wallace.
He wasn't a box office
player.
They
had Richard Hamilton.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He wasn't a box office
player. Stop playing, Larry.
He wasn't. He wasn't a box office
player. First of all, you going back 20 years ago?
It was 15, 16.
I'm talking about now. Just wondering.
I'm mad.
You can't talk sports without Jessica.
We would like to hear from you.
I'm mad, Jessica.
We would like to hear from you.
Bring somebody to the hive, man.
570.
You got to get some money.
570.
They let all that good players go. They ain't got no money.
Larry.
How they got no money and everybody gone?
Huh? 570-WPEG.
Sorry, Jessica.
Y'all passionate. Call up here and let us know what you think about all these moves in the NBA, specifically Kemba Walker.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Ms. Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, we're talking about the NBA free agency, all the signings, trades, moves going down. Al Horford agreed to a 4-year, $109 million deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. Derrick Rose is headed to Detroit, 2 years, $15 million. D'Angelo Russell headed to Golden State, 4 years, $117 million. Brooklyn, they getting Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, and Kevin Durant. Jeremy Lamb is leaving. He is headed to Indiana, $31.5 million deal for 3 years. And our very own Kemba Walker, he's leaving us, $141 million for 4 years. What do you think about all of these moves, trades, signings, everything? Power 98, I mean, good morning.
I'm from Charlotte, and I'm like, I hate that move on Kemba Walker, though.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, they didn't give him the $200 that he wanted, so, you know, he wanted to go to a winning situation.
Yeah, I know, because I'm about to be coming back home, too, so.
Well, this was up. What'd you think about the other trades?
Like, the trades, like, Kyrie Irving, I can understand that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Kyrie Irving trade, though.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you this morning, big dog.
Thanks, man. All right.
Pod 98, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Talk to me.
As far as Kemba Walker, I think that was a bad move for the Hornets. He was one of their most valuable players, and that's the reason why everybody came to see the Hornets anyway, because of Kemba Walker. I like Michael Jordan, one of my best NBA players ever, but he's just too cheap. He's sitting on a lot of money. He could have kept Kemba Walker. He could have kept him.
All right. Thank you, baby. The Hornets, I just looked it up, just for the facts. They are not sitting on a lot of money because they are currently over the NBA salary cap. I just read, Burbank, six players that are making over $12 million a year on the Hornets right now. So they are sitting over the salary cap. So when you're in that situation, it's kind of tough to move like people think you should be moving when you're dealing in numbers and money in the league. And you got to deal with a salary cap.
But we over the salary with what?
Huh? Okay, so Nicholas Batum, he makes $25
million. $49
million.
I'm talking about. I know the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
The players?
Yes.
I mean.
Nicholas Batum. He got the highest contract on the team.
He got the highest contract on the team, and he was on the bench last year because I went to at least 60% of the games.
You know what? How much he made last year? $24 million.
Yes.
Dollars.
Yes, he did.
And he's scheduled to make $25.5 million this coming season.
How many points he averaged last year?
Not even 24 points.
He averaged like 10 points a game, if that.
This is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, we just in a bad situation here in the city right now when it comes to basketball and it comes to numbers. That's just it. That's just it. And I mean, we're just going to have to be like Philly and trust the process. I think this year we might
take it. What's the process, though?
We're going to get rid of everybody who's over $10 million. They're not producing. I guess. I don't know.
That's not.
5.8 WBG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is Nelly Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Shy.
What up, Shy?
What up?
What's going on?
Hello, Shy.
Shy, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Shy, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
What? All right.
All right, I'm going to kick it off for you. You ready?
Yep.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie. In the movie Fast and Furious 7, Wiz Khalifa was on the soundtrack, and he had a chart-topping song. What was the name of the chart-topping song?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
No.
It was number one in 60 countries. But okay, you didn't know it. Okay, good. All right, what you got, Bert?
Me?
Yeah.
All right. When you got home from school, what were the rules when you got in the house?
When I got home from school.
Yes, you were home by yourself. What were the rules when you got home from school by yourself?
Don't do nothing. Don't touch nothing until that homework gets done.
Okay.
You going to take
not
it?
Not it? Is that one?
Yeah.
You going to take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Going to take it?
I was in my house, I mean.
That was in my house, too.
All right. That's what you got.
All right. I need you to give me the name of the Negro National Anthem.
Oh, yeah. No. He ain't getting that.
The Negro National Anthem. I don't know that one.
I know he ain't know it.
Y'all got to answer all three questions today.
No, you don't. You got to get two of the three correct. So that's my question and Justice's question. And you can win.
Ooh, child.
Yeah. He
called up here too many times to be struggling like that.
Hell no. To the no, no.
All right, people. All right, if you think you can win on Black Smart, you hit us up, 570-WPEG. You going to see Wiz Khalifa. If you win, it's Power 98.
No limit.
Get the latest news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.